So hello, everybody, and welcome to our body balance call for the month of, I was going to say July. I keep saying the wrong months, and sometimes it's August and sometimes November, and I just was about to say July. So we're here in, maybe it's wishful thinking for July. We're here in April 2020, and we're here to support you in whatever ways that you need support. And I'd love to hear from everybody that needs to be heard for. I'd actually like to hear from everybody. So even if you don't have any questions, just, you know, taking a moment to share something pleasant. I love to also focus on successes, especially when we're in a stressful time. We tend to look at things in a glass half empty kind of way. I'm going to mute you, Tiffany, as you walk around. There we go. And, you know, there's a lot of stress going on, and I had a call before this with some practitioners, and he got on and told me all this stuff. And I went, well, I see a success in that. Can I share that with you? Right. And it had to do with more free time to work on some other things and stuff. So there's always a silver lining, and the people that are the most successful, I think, in life, from a personal perspective, from a joy perspective, from a relationship perspective, is people who can always see the positive, even in the negative. I always say everything bad that's ever happened to me, there's always been something good that came out of it. No, I didn't like going through certain sufferings, but there's always been something good to come out of it. And we don't always see it at the time. And that's the thing. We don't always see it at the time. So whatever, you know, is going on for you, I'd love to hear. I'd love to hear where you're at, how your mood is, how you're doing in this climate, and then how I can support you with your health. And I know many of you, if not most of you, are in doing Sweet Spot with us. And that's another, you know, part of the support that you're getting. So you're getting weekly support as well as these monthly calls. And I'm just wondering if we'll have a lower turnout on these monthly calls because you've got the weekly calls. So we can start, and I can start with just going around my screen, and then I'll check in with each one of you and find out, do you have something that you want to celebrate? And then how can I support you? All right. So I'm going to start with, and the people you go on my screen in the order that you came in the call. So Denise was first. And you know what? Give me a second because I'm going to grab a notebook.
Sure. Oh, I just did
my
that.
Notebook disappeared and I want to take notes. Notebooks. Okay, got one. All right. So Denise.
Hey there. Okay.
Hi.
Hi. So I think one of my successes, or one of the things that I did most positive for myself, is I created a little nook in my house.
Ooh.
And it's always been here, and I always wanted to do something with it. So I finally did. And I made it my little spot to, you know, read all about like the Sweet Spot stuff, do this. And it's been so nice. It's so sunshiny, bright, and it makes me feel happy that I have this like a little place.
Awesome. I love it.
And it's great. I'm so thrilled sitting here. Like my husband says, oh, you got your little nook. And I was like, yeah, you know what? It's really nice. It's nice sitting here.
Yeah. Awesome.
I really enjoy it. It's sunny and it's bright.
Yeah. It's awesome. Great. Thank you. Anything that I can support you with today?
No, I'm just here to really listen, I think, and see what's happening with everybody else and see if anything comes to mind.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks.
Lynn.
Hi.
Hi.
I have been learning a lot about myself. It hasn't all been fun, but I think it's encouraging to me.
Do you mean with the blood sugar testing?
Yeah, the Sweet Spots call helped because she reminded us again, and this Sweet Spot is different. It's way different than the one I took when it wasn't even called that.
Oh, you were in Before Be Gone, yes.
Yes, so it's very much different from that, but there's more emphasis on just see where you are right now.
Yeah. And you know, it's interesting. I went back and forth because I'm a jump right in, let's get do stuff. But what I found was in previous years, people are like, they're not getting good baselines and they're not. And then as soon as it's over, it's like, oh, go eat my Cheetos again. It's good. You know, everything's fine. And so I really wanted to make sure that people got a step. Now do this. Now do this. Now do this.
Yes. Yeah. And I'll tell you why that's important, because I'm a results type person. And so when I did this, I got my blood sugars down. I was not classified as diabetic at the time. I was classified as metabolic insulin resistant. Mm-hmm. And they came down and they were fine. And so I just did this. I was doing this off the top of my head and I ended up being diabetic because I got the results that I needed to pass.
Yeah.
But I didn't really have the foundation and the understanding of what I was doing wrong. So I feel like from that standpoint, I wasted a lot of time. But this has been beneficial to do the baseline and to really understand and how your body is doing, that it's not about that I can learn something even if it shoots up high.
Yeah.
I didn't really understand how stress impacted me. And I'm pretty calm. I don't tend to stress out and freak out, and I'm not a screamer.
Yeah.
I woke up the other morning and 2 hours before my daughter had texted, and I don't have my ringers on at night. And she was in the emergency room and then there was a line of text. And by the time I took my blood sugar, it was 116, my fasting blood sugar. She had a kidney infection. She wasn't in the COVID unit. So it's something that was treatable and she was getting it treated, but I'm learning those things. Wow. Even when I don't realize I'm stressed, that it affects the cortisol.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to just say something. Those of you who don't scream and yell and don't express it outside, oftentimes the quiet types are turning it inward. And it's just shifting the metabolic mechanism. And so that's a good lesson for you to learn. And that's why, you know, we'll introduce it a little bit in the first week. Everybody's jumping ahead. Oh, I want to learn the stress stuff. And I'm trying to like not let that influence your baseline. So we have your baselines now, but we'll introduce that in the next week.
Well,
because
thank
it's
you
so
for
important
that.
To do it, not when you feel like you're stressed, but just in general.
And realizing that it affected it.
Yes.
Realizing and seeing proof that it affected.
That it affected it.
Yes. And understanding that I need to lobby harder to get some kind of continuous glucose monitoring, because I was testing it one day. It started at 95. And then my third test, it was 170. And I thought, that's ridiculous. That's not correct. And I tested again and it was 110. So... I can't rely on that. I need other
and
ways.
And just to say, the continuous glucose meters do give you some weird readings. But the point is, it's you actually get to see what's happening, that it's not really a straight line.
Right.
That the body's adapting, make more insulin. Things get absorbed. And it's this kind of wavy line. And so it's easy to, when you're just testing your finger, to get a number that goes, whoa. And it wasn't like the meter was broken. It's more like your body, you caught it when the sugar went higher and then the insulin hadn't come in to take it down yet.
No, I mean, I took it immediately after and it was 110.
Oh yeah, then that's a mistake.
Something wrong with the meter.
That's something wrong. And it's not necessarily wrong with the meter. It's just the $15 pieces of equipment that don't have that. Yeah.
Right.
That's why I liked the one from... Walmart, what's it called? Rely on Prime.
Yeah, that's the one I was using.
Okay, because really interesting. Yes. I tested it again times and never got a single weird one. Oh, maybe I just got lucky with my meter.
Well, it happens. And that's the point. I have to become aware of other things. But I knew it wasn't 170. That was encouraging to me. I thought, no, this is wrong.
No, it's wrong. That's the thing we have to really make sure that. Yeah. So good. Well, thank you. Tiffany. We got to unmute you. Hey, there we go.
Okay. I kind of go along with Lynn. I have been learning so much more this time around. I think it's my third time, but I'm understanding it so much more and I get a bigger picture And before, I always came out of it with some things I kept and things I left behind. And this time, I really want to do it fully and completely. I've ordered the recipe book because our internet goes up and down. Yeah. And with people being off work, I live in a pretty small area, remote, but they're all coming up with their campers and all their stuff, and which means the internet gets slower because they're all hooking up. Yeah. So I thought that's the best thing I can do for me, is I'll have it hard copy and I don't have to rely on, can I get to it? Will it open up? And do that.
And I get out every... intersperse something that you can do, not to discourage you from buying the book, and they should be delivered soon, but you can download it to your own computer and then you don't have to open it on the internet.
Well, I did. I was in town yesterday and I downloaded it into Kindle. So I'm hoping as long as Kindle doesn't shut it, I can open it up at home without any issues at all.
Okay, good.
So I've got it double. The other, can I go into some questions?
Sure.
I was going to say, well, the other good thing that I have continued to get out every single day, and I usually walk an hour or twice a week. I've been hiking up the mountain 6 miles, which with a friend, and that takes about 3 hours. So I love being outside. That's kind of my reward.
Yes.
Awesome. So one of the other questions is, I have tried to do the assessments. I tried to do it for body balance, and Angelica sent me a link and I was able to do it through that link, but I couldn't do it the way it came to me. And so I've been trying to do the assessments for Sweet Spot, and I didn't see a button, you know, it says push the button to calculate and then submit. Well, I don't see anything to calculate.
What are you using it on? Is it Chrome? Is it Safari?
Safari.
Yeah, so for some reason, we're trying to investigate that. People on my team are trying to investigate. The buttons don't show for Safari.
Okay.
So what you can do, every single one of those is, I mean, it's convenient to do it online, but every single one of them at the top says click here for the PDF.
Yeah.
Then you can print it out and you can calculate it yourself.
All right, and then what do I do to get it to you?
Well, we don't look at, those aren't for us, they're for you.
Oh.
Yeah, those aren't for us. We don't, we can't look at 500 people's.
I wondered because I thought when I was communicating with Angelica, it was part of that bonus of having somebody look at your stuff.
For Sweet Spot or for Body Balance?
For Body Balance.
For Body Balance, we're still gonna send this out to you, is a link for you to upload labs, and we're going to put it in our lab analysis. So that was
Okay.
Unless you're in the private coaching option, then we don't look at
them. Now I understand. That makes sense.
But we teach you how to understand them. My goal is to empower you, right? To not have people be so helpless, especially when things like this happen. They have no idea what's going on in their body. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've learned a lot from you over the years. I've taken several programs, and I'm so excited to be in this program so I can, you know, kind of go through, because I think my thyroid and adrenals and blood sugar are all connected. I don't know how, but I just have a feeling from listening to you that they might be. So I'm really committed to doing this to the best of my ability.
Hopefully get through the blood sugar. Blood sugar and digestion tend to wipe out a lot of the other stuff, and then you can really hone in if it's adrenals or thyroid or a cleanse thing. Yeah. So we'll be
able all right. So one of the things I'm really struggling with right now, and I'm probably going to cry because I'm going through some real deep grieving right now. Mm-hmm. And my husband died almost a year ago. And when he died, he was pretty sick. I was in the hospital for a long time with him, and I saw my body go down. It was like, I walked, I did all the things. I did a lot of heart math. I continue to do a lot of heart math. And I think I observed it happening. I was in such a state of shock because I didn't think he was gonna die. And then our we had updated our wills. We thought everything was set. We just did it because we were getting older, and it's like, let's keep it really simple. But when he died, the attorneys failed to tell us some major things, and so the whole will was bastardized. And I'm still dealing with getting that resolved. And it's been a tough year. I mean, I've learned a lot. I don't want to sound like poor me, because it was such an opportunity to grow and to learn. But it really surprised me how all of a sudden I've gotten so emotional. I wake up, I have visions of him, I have dreams of him. And then it dawned on me, it's getting, the 24th is his year anniversary. And I never really grieved because I wasn't connected. Mm-hmm. And now I'm fully connected. And every time I dream or my mind goes back to last year, this is what was happening, I feel it. Yeah. I feel it so deeply. And I'm trying to take my blood sugar and find a peak. And I think the emotions, as you talk about the candy bar, I must be eating lots of candy bars because it's a mess. I can't find heads or tails. And I did the other day. It's like, wow, it got a little more normal. And I tested with some muffins that I make, and it did go up. And so I'm hoping before we get too far into this that I can be more stable and be able to test it and find my peak.
Okay, so here's the thing.
So
my heart goes out to you. You're in a state where you need to feel. And a lot of times that happens where you suppress it at the time it happens, but it has to happen. So let yourself grieve and let yourself cry. You know, it's a painful thing. As far as the blood sugar is concerned, when we get into metabolic reset, just follow the green columns, you know, and a little bit that you know is okay for you. Just make it easy on yourself. Don't worry about the peak. It'll flow itself because it's going to ebb and flow because of the feelings, the emotions that are coming.
Yeah.
You can't suppress those emotions.
I don't want to.
The body doesn't lie, right? So even if you suppressed them on the outside, it would still be brewing on the inside. So
yeah. And I didn't want to call and cry on this call, but that's where I am. It's like, I can't hide it. I am.
Better not to hide it.
I am here. And I need to be here, and I understand that, and I want to be here. Yeah. And so what I've been working on, we never got to say goodbye to each other. We've been together over 30 years, and that's my biggest regret, that we had no time to talk with each other and share. And I thought, the only thing I can do is I'm writing him a letter, and I'm going to put all the things in there. Mm. And then I'm going to have a little ritual and burn it and let it go. But it's not easy.
It's never easy to lose anyone that you love in your life. Mm-mm. And you're going to go through natural stages of grieving. And if you suppress them, then they'll come out now. And I think it's a great idea to get those feelings out, to really...
Yeah.
Get them on paper, get them out, because there's something about expressing that helps us to resolve.
Right. I realize that. It's like I felt so stuck because there's no way to talk to him. And I thought, well, I can write a letter. I can share what I'm feeling. And it is like waves. I'll have times where I'm feeling better and then times where it just hits me. And then with this COVID-19, I had just gotten, because for a long time, I didn't want to be around people. I didn't want to see people. And I had so darn much stuff to deal with that I didn't know how to deal with. And it's taken me a long, long time, like to get Social Security and to da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And so now I was just getting ready to go out and start be social. And then this happened. And then all the emotions came up. And it's like, this is right where I need to be. Right. You know, is what it is. And I just need to be here. But I want to participate. And I don't want to feel like I'm burdening everybody with all my heavy emotion. But this is where I'm at.
Everybody has emotions. And you're touching people. And it's okay. That's what these calls are for, is to everybody to move. Right, to keep in motion. The worst thing is to stay stuck and just keeping motion. And if motion, it means tears. Somebody told something on another call and I was crying. I mean, you know, it's okay. Right. And I'm not going to try to hide that. Like I'm supposed to be the leader here. I'm not going to do this.
No.
It touched me. No. So you allow that emotion. Emotion is energy in motion, right? That's what emotion means. Yeah. Right. And we have to
I've been stuck so much in my life. I just don't ever want to be stuck.
Ever be stuck again. And keep going outdoors and walking and hiking with your friends and all that stuff is going to help. And then allow yourself to cry when it comes up. Don't try to suppress it. And write is really good. Yeah. Writing is super good. All right.
Yeah. And that piece on the safari makes me feel better because I was saying, why can't I get these darn things done? And then I don't have to send them in. That's great. Yeah. So
you don't have to send them in. Just fill them out and have them for you and have them handy. Yeah. There's a chart for body balance, not for sweet spot, but there's a chart that you have that you can put your numbers in. Right.
Okay. So I'll do that.
I may ask you, okay, what was the number of that? How is it now?
Yeah.
You can redo them on regular intervals.
Right.
So that you could see if you're making progress. And if there's one area where you're not making progress and you're stuck, then we'll, you know, figure out how to help you go deeper with that. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And then on Chronometer, I downloaded the app and I just wondered if there were instructions how to use it. It seems very cumbersome and maybe that's just the way it is. I cook everything from scratch. I have for eons. And so do you have to put in all the ingredients and then divide it by how many?
No. It'll do all the divide. It'll do that for you. So if you have you could put a recipe in as long as you pay for the $35 a year one instead of the free one.
Right.
It'll allow you to put recipes in there. So if you have things you make and you're going to eat on a regular basis, you just have to put that in and you can put in the serving size. So if you make a batch.
Okay.
And it makes three servings, you put that in and it calculates it for you. You'll say, I had a half a serving of that. I had two servings of that. Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I like it so much. It really makes it easy. I mean, the initial.
Well, that's what I want is easy. But initially, it's going to take maybe a little bit.
It should take a little bit longer. I put every recipe from the fasting with food that we did. We're calling it fasting while feasting now. But you have those recipes. And I put every single one of those in myself by hand to print out the nutritional value of each one of those recipes. If you guys want access to those to be able to pull into yours, send me an email. Well, go into the app and say share and put my email, ritamarie@drritamarie.com. And all I have to do is click yes. And then you'll see my recipes in there show up in
your
section, right?
Oh, I will do that. That'll be great.
I'd love at some point to get somebody to put all the sweet spot recipes in there and all my recipes in there.
I totally understand.
I don't have time for that.
Yeah. And the fasting with food, I started actually in January. You did it back, I think it was in November, but I was on my way to the kids. And so my commitment was once a month to do it.
Good.
And I was amazed how much my blood sugar went down and stayed at 80.
Oh,
it went way down and then balanced out at 82 and it stayed there for quite a while.
Yeah.
And the third time I did it, and it was when I've been in this emotional, it didn't. I just have to accept this just where I am right now.
Yeah.
But it will.
It will.
So do you recommend doing it when we're on the metabolic reset, or should we just follow the rest?
Sure, I would not do it while we're just getting your baselines because it will skew it.
Right. No,
but
I
absolutely
understand that.
You can do it. I debated whether I had everybody do it, and I was told by somebody it's a little extreme for a lot of folks that but you have the option of doing it. So those of you who have access.
Yeah, I will because I really have. I enjoyed it a lot. I felt good, and it was fun to watch my blood sugar settle into a real healthy state. It shows me it can do it, and I think that I just need to make more adjustments when I add stuff back so that it doesn't go back up.
And we're going to take a lot of time to do the transition back, because that's where I think a lot of people go, okay, I'm done. And then they go back.
That was me.
And then it goes that back to business as usual. And we can't do that. Right.
No. And every time I did it, I came back with better habits, but not good enough to keep me where I wanted to be.
Right.
And sometimes
sometimes somebody asked the other day, they said they went and donated blood and felt woozy. I saw that. And I'm like, does that mean I can't ever? I'm like, chocolate chip cookies, I would say probably not a good idea to eat whatever commercial crappy chocolate chip cookies they hand. You know what I mean? So we also have to look at what's bad for our blood sugar now, but also what's bad for our overall health in general, right? Some of the foods that we have on the list are not necessarily foods that are going to raise your blood sugar, but they are foods that are going to do some oxidative damage and tissue damage to your cells and to the insulin receptors. And until those control, eating well.
And, you know, my goal, long-term goal, is I want to be as healthy as I can, as active as I can, as long as I can, and then adios.
It's a perfect scenario. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. And
you do it from your choices, right? We went through that. Choices are so important. And I love ice cream. I love it. I love peanut butter cups. I won't eat them, and I'm not even tempted to go there because I don't want that effect that they have on my body.
Right.
And I'll learn to make things that are tasty and satisfying that might resemble those things to keep
I've done that for a long time too. I make ice cream all the time, and I make it with coconut milk and, you know, a little bit of stevia and, you know, good things. But I've realized at my age, I have to keep refining what I'm doing because I'm getting up there. And if I want to stay active and I want to stay healthy, I really have to.
To give up certain things. It's like, okay, I got away with this when I was 25. I didn't personally. So I was lucky that my health fell apart when I was 25. I didn't get away with it when I was 25. I got away with it up until 25, and then I couldn't. I realize what I can and can't do. And I'm willing to do it. Yeah.
Thank you. And that's where I'm at too. I just want to keep doing what I need to do to stay healthy. And I do get a physical once a year. And last year it was, you know, in the midst of all this, and she just said, you know, your numbers are up. We aren't going to do anything about it. She knows I won't take drugs. And I am on thyroid prescription. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she said, I'll give you a year. You got a year to bring it down. And so I thought, you know, I'm doing it.
What was up?
My cholesterol was up and blood sugar was up.
Okay. So you have the tools right here in
Sweet. I know. That's why I'm here. And I'm so delighted. And thank you so much for doing all this, because you have really impacted my life over the years.
My pleasure. Thank you. So I'm going to move to Mary, and then Vanessa, and then Mary Ann. So, Mary. Oops, let me up.
All right.
There you go.
Oh, hi, and thank you, Tiffany, for sharing. That was so, you know, heartwarming, inspiring, you know, to just see your ability to go forward, you know, when you have all of those things that you're dealing with. So my heart goes out to you. Yeah. One of the things, turning to kind of good things that have happened to me, is I kind of had an aha moment about, just because of all this COVID stuff. And I read about how a lot of your lungs are in your back, and how if you do get symptoms and everything, how you're supposed to lie on your stomach and, you know, expand that. And so I thought, well, wouldn't that make sense when you're breathing deeply anyway, to make sure that you breathe deeply into your back, because I realized that I'd never done that. And so, and I was wondering too, if that would positively impact vagus nerve response.
Yeah, so I think that there's definitely an advantage in terms of it increasing the lung capacity and opening things up and strengthening the musculature. I don't think that sleeping on your stomach on a regular basis is a good idea because it's very stressful on your low back and your neck.
But, no, I didn't mean sleeping on my stomach. They said put a pillow under your stomach and lie there and breathe. And yep. Sleep on your stomach.
Absolutely. I think it's an excellent exercise for everybody, especially if you have had any lung issues or breathing issues or asthma or, you know, emphysema or COPD or bronchitis or any of those things, right? So I think it is a good exercise to do on a daily basis because we always want more lung capacity and deep breathing does activate the vagus nerve. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's good to bring that parasympathetic.
Yep. I did have another aha moment when I kind of got off track and I ate a sweet roll and I took my blood sugar and it was 148. And then I did some high intensity exercises for 20 minutes. 105.
Wow, that's pretty quick. That's great.
Yeah, I thought that was really good. And then last week, you mentioned that you may be able to help me on the analysis of my test. I got the results a lot, so I don't know if we'll have time during the meeting to go over that. But
all right, let's see what we can do. I want to get through everybody. But did you send that to me, or did you just have it in front of you?
Sent to you the Precision Analytical.
The Dutch test. I thought you said the blood test. Okay. Angelica, if you could find that, did that come in?
Yes. It's in Dropbox. And can I just ask everyone to mute their mics, please, so that unless you're the one sharing, so we get some reduced background noise. Thank you.
Yeah, that's good. I made you a co-host so you can do it. I can take a look at that. Let me get through and then we'll go through that. And I think everybody who has ever had a Dutch or is thinking about a Dutch test benefits from us going through, you know, a quick analysis of that.
Okay.
Great. Thank you. Vanessa. Hi.
Hi. Good to be here.
Good to see you. Yeah.
Ever since I did the 5 days, which it seemed like, or I did multiple meals during the 5 days, the most common peak was at the 30-minute mark. There were some that was a little bit later, maybe one that was a little bit earlier. Mm-hmm. But I'm assuming that is my peak time. Is that normal, or like all meals are at 30 minutes?
No, it's normal for the peak time to vary based on how quickly you ate it, how much you ate, like how much carbohydrate was in it. If most of them are 30 or later, if you just started testing at 30, you're mostly going to, I would look at the one that was earlier because you said it was only one and see if there's a distinguishing characteristic to that particular meal that might've made it earlier. Maybe you took longer to eat.
Yeah. And what I find is with my shakes, mm-hmm. those green smoothies I've been doing. So once I got past that, what I've been doing is pretty much I could tell anything that's a simple carb took my blood sugar really high. Every morning, my blood sugar is at 95-ish, 93, 95. That seems really high because it'll go lower during the day. Like sometimes it'll be as low as 67 or 85. Like it seems like my resting mm-hmm. blood sugar is around the 85-ish range.
So 85 like before meals and in between.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you take it in the morning, are you taking it like right first thing when you open your eyes, or is it after some time?
I try to. Yeah. Maybe I need to run to the restroom, and I don't know if I get out of bed if it actually changes it.
That can affect things, and I'll tell you why. So we have this thing called the cortisol awakening response, and so when you wake up, your cortisol is going to be lower. And which means that the blood sugar is more likely to be lower. And then if you wait even a half an hour, somewhere between that half an hour and an hour comes that higher peak of cortisol and it goes up higher. And it, once the cortisol goes up, if you don't have food in your system, it's going to raise the blood sugar. So that's where some of the people, when people ask me about how do I know if I should eat breakfast in the morning or wait, if you tend to have high blood sugar in the morning, you might be one of those people that benefits, like higher than night and higher than your fasting during the day. You might be somebody who benefits from having something then, like some kind of, you know, protein-ish, a protein shake or a green drink or something earlier rather than later.
Yeah, I try to have it right next to my bed. It hasn't seemed to matter if I do it right away, right? Because I woke up one night at 1 and I was like, I mean, I wake up pretty much every night somewhere in the middle of the night.
Somewhere in the middle of the night.
One night I was like, but according to, I have the Oura Ring like you, and it's still, what I've just learned is if I just need to stay in bed no matter when I wake up and just go for longevity, because I will eventually get my score up good and it'll say, you're doing good. I'll get like all the REM and everything that I need. But I took it one night at 1 because I was like, okay, I got to see what's going on with my blood sugar that I'm waking up. Again, it was about 95.
Okay, so it woke, it was early. What was it when you went to bed?
Let me see here.
Because it's a big difference between if it's 95 when you go to bed and 95 when you get up and then goes lower during the day versus if it's, you know, 85 at bedtime.
80, bedtimes were like 92, 83, 96.
Okay, so there, it's not that different, right? It's not like it's going up overnight. Some people have had the thing where it's 85 when they go to bed and then 105 when they wake up. That's where I'm really suspicious of some stressor that's happening in the middle of the night. So I think just keep testing and keep shifting it, and I'll be going through for the other program. We'll be going through all of your labs and stuff, and we'll be able to figure out what's
the green smoothie. I'm drinking them. I've started doing a little bit of intermittent fasting and pretty much staying away from all simple carbs.
I haven't
been tracking the blood sugar as closely as I did that first week, but I'm wondering with my green smoothie, it takes me at least like half an hour.
That's not bad. Half an hour is fine. Are you putting any fruit in those sweet smoothie?
I'm putting some blueberry and some strawberry, which when I did my smoothie, the highest it got was 101. So it's really good. Whatever's in it, it's working.
Yeah.
And it started at 81, 85, and didn't go up over 100 at both times I did a green smoothie.
That's good. What, let me ask you this. When you wake up in the morning and it's in the 90s, how long before when you take it and it's in the 80s? Like you said, you had it at 81, 83, 85. Is it like a half an hour later, an hour later?
It looks like well, like I took it at 8:17 when I woke up, that was 93. The next time I took it was 11 o'clock and it was 81. Okay.
Had you taken any supplements between that or eaten anything?
No, I think that day I just did the green smoothie at 11.
Okay. Right. It's something to watch, but if your bedtime was in the 90s as well, my suspicion might be to look at the dinner. What are you eating at dinner? That's not allowing it to go.
I've started to see, like, at least my Oura Ring will tell me that my heart rate is going down late in the night. So it's saying to not, like, if I eat like 8 o'clock at night, then my heart rate goes down really late in the night. And I think you say not to eat within 3 hours of going to bed.
Right.
And so I think I have to move it up to even earlier, like 6.
Yeah, play with that. Play with that.
6. So then if I did an eating window between noon and 6, then I think it would probably be good.
Yeah, experiment with it. It's all like an experimentation to like see how your body reacts the best. And if that affects the heart rate. Because if the heart rate's up during the night, it means that there's some stress on the system during the night.
Really? Okay. Yeah. And then I did like a really bad meal to see how bad it got. And it went from 75 before all the way up to 142. And that was with pizza and some garlic bread knots. I was like, yep. Okay.
There you have it.
There
you have it. 75 to, yeah.
So that's right. a 67 point range. That's like,
it's huge. Yeah, it's definitely saying the pizza's not a good thing.
And I've been consistently walking. I haven't been doing the burst exercises yet, but since starting this program, I've committed to doing like 10,000 steps pretty much every day. And that,
nice.
It seems, interestingly, it kind of keeps my blood sugar slightly elevated. It's just a walk. It's not even an intense workout.
Mm-hmm.
But I noticed it doesn't go down as quickly.
As quickly after that. Yeah. We'll keep working on this. We'll be going through the fitness and we'll have our one-on-ones to go through this. There's always the little nuances that, you know, I went for a run yesterday thinking it was just a normal run and my sugar went up to 133.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And then it wouldn't go down for hours.
Oh, here's the other thing. I take quite a few supplements during the day. And if I only eat one meal a day or two meals a day, I sometimes feel like if I miss that one meal, for instance, and doing my supplements at that time, I'm cautious about taking them on an empty stomach. Mm-hmm. Is there any concern for that? Like, should they always?
It depends on what you're taking. Many supplements, it's fine to take on an empty stomach. And I would test. Mostly, it's going to be the nauseousness. Like, some people actually have a very sensitive stomach and they feel nauseous. I generally take supplements on an empty stomach. I mean, I don't pay attention. It doesn't bother me, but some people it does. So I think that's one of the individual things that you can figure out.
Okay. And then I should hold off on any extra labs or anything till our 101.
Well, you should know by tomorrow when we have our group.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'll have some, I'm have a chart that I'm creating. It's a lot more work than I thought.
How many are in that group, by the way?
8.
Okay. Sweet.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Marianne. Whoops, let's unmute you. All right.
Okay. I'm working very hard on Sweet Spot.
Good.
And I went through the program once before. I just really actually started it and didn't get very far because I got so overwhelmed with information, but I'm doing it again, and I like the way it's set up this time. It's very helpful.
Good.
And I'm learning a lot, and I'm still working on taking blood samples for my chart.
Good.
And I do intermittent fasting in the fact that I don't eat until anywhere from noon to 2 o'clock.
Okay.
And my last meal is, sometimes it's late, sometimes it's early, sometimes around 6, sometimes around 7 or 8.
Okay. That's but still reasonable, because even at 12 to 8, it's an 8-hour window. So you're still doing a 16-hour fast.
And I tend to go to bed late, so 11:30 or so. Mm-hmm. But the one thing that I have started, I'm trying to develop some new habits. I'm getting my early morning light therapy.
Ooh, nice.
So I find out that the 5 minutes turns into 15.
Good for you. That's what happens with a lot in this book I'm reading right now, Tiny Habits. It's like when you're trying to create a new habit, we all do the let's jump in and eat the old elephant right at one time. And then we give up after a few days because we can't keep it up. But when you start small, like, okay, I'm going to do 5 minutes of light therapy, then it ends up being 15. Oh, nice. Right. But if you tell yourself you have to do 15, then you go, oh, I don't have time.
Right.
Right. So always tell yourself that you're just going to do the minimum, right? I'm going to do 2 push-ups today. That's it. If you do more, great. But you can still celebrate and be successful if you just do the 2.
Yeah, it's
kind
of exciting. And I love the fact that in taking the glucose levels, I have some concrete data that shows me exactly what's happening after I eat a meal.
Mm-hmm.
And I discover that I always, almost always have a big salad for lunch, which is my first meal. And I've been eating these crackers that I just love. They're flax, millet, and I think there's some rice in there. Well, one time I ate the salad without the crackers just to see what would happen. And my goodness, my blood sugar level didn't go as high.
Yeah.
So I'm discovering how to use this.
Discovering some new stuff, right? And what you'll see as we, when we introduce the next module tomorrow, the next week, I actually put in a snack attack strategy, and I have a list of some places where you can get crackers that are without grain, that are made with vegetables and nuts and seeds and things like that. Or you can make them, because you have plenty of those recipes if you're inclined to use your dehydrator and make them.
I do love making things, but there is so much that has to be created in my kitchen that I'm like overwhelmed at times. It's like, I would just love to be able to buy some crackers somewhere, because I love something crunchy.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They'll be on the page tomorrow. There'll be a little video of me talking about, in case you do get that snack attack strategy between meals, or, you know, you can use it for adding some, that there's a link to some places that I've had the crackers that are low glycemic and very tasty and very nutritious and satisfy that.
And I discovered I love the chia pudding.
Good.
I put chocolate cacao in it.
Good.
And the Lakanto sweetener. And I had some cranberries I had frozen. I got them out and cooked them up and then added some sweetener to it, a little orange, a few essential orange drops. And I mixed that in with my chia pudding.
Nice.
And it's like having a preserves or something, you know.
Nice.
And I love the nuts on it. I love walnuts. So it's a really very filling dessert. Filling
breakfast, yeah. Yeah, or dessert, right.
In that case. I use it as a dessert.
As a dessert, yeah. Great.
I really would like to start getting into choosing some recipes to have in the early morning, even though I don't eat breakfast and I'm doing intermittent fasting. What does that do? Does that like break your fast? If you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It does?
Yeah. As soon as you eat anything, it breaks your fast, right? Yeah.
All right.
So if it's working for you to do it this way, great. Do it that way. Yeah. Stick to some of the breakfast recipes that can be used as dessert. Yeah.
Maybe I could use that between meals, because I have my first meal around noon to 2 o'clock, and then the second one between 6 and 7. So sometimes I have a hungry feeling in between.
Maybe the snack attack strategy, you'll see it on the, that's for the exact reason. We're trying to get you to space the meals at least 4 hours apart.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are going to do intermittent fasting, you can do three, you know, something small in between if you wanted to. It'd just be like 12 and 1, 2, 3, 4 and then 8, you know, mm-hmm. something like that.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great questions. Thank you. How about Dawn? Hi.
Things are progressing pretty well. I mean, I semi did it last year, but I signed up and then went on vacation, so that didn't work at all. So I've changed my diet a lot because I've been on the ERC program. So last week I decided I would experiment and try some of the meals that I used to eat. And see what happens. And eggs were a biggie. The first day, I haven't eaten eggs for at least a month. So the first day I thought, well, I kind of have brain fog and fatigue. But the second morning I had them, it was just massive.
Mm.
So I know that I have to take that one off the list. But I also noticed that when my blood sugar, when I ate things, my blood sugar went high, that I also seemed to have more kind of feeling of depression and low energy. And so it really correlated.
Yeah.
It was
amazing that we don't, when we're not tracking, we don't get that. I personally find when my blood sugar's high, I am starving.
Oh,
wild, right? When I went out and I ran like that, I came back, I'm like, oh, I'm so hungry. Well, you just ran, of course, and you hadn't really had much before, no big deal. Tested my blood sugar, I'm like, well, I can't eat. I can't eat when my blood sugar is at 133. I have to wait for it to come down. And so I'm waiting for it to come down. And I'm like, oh, I'm so hungry. Oh, I'm so hungry. And it wasn't coming down. It went to 120s. And that was where it went to. And I was like, so like craving it hard. And I didn't eat anything bad. I had an elixir with mushroom powders and other stuff in there. And it brought it up and then back down again quickly. But once my blood sugar got back down below 100, I was still hungry, but not like ravenously hungry. Right. So there's a lesson there that sometimes when we think the blood sugar is low, we have to eat. It's actually the blood sugar is high, but that sugar isn't getting into your cells. So, and some people experience it like brain fog, low energy. I know for, you know, when I would eat grains in the past, I haven't done that in years. I would just feel that like hungry. I wanted more. I just wanted more. I just wanted more, but also that kind of brain foggy feeling. So observations.
Last night at dinner, I had a quarter cup of homemade hash browns cooked in coconut oil. And my blood sugar went up high and it stayed high. Even when I went to bed, it was still
high,
like 140 or 150, three
so
or four.
So we know that, you know. And later in the program, we'll, you know, as we do the transition, we'll talk a little bit about some of the ways we can hope maybe use some of those starchy foods in terms of turning them into resistant starch. But right now, we're just testing. You're going to get on the week three, we'll talk about the foods that we're going to eat. And a lot of the foods that you've been playing with probably are gone. They're not on the lists, right? But and then once at the 30 days, you're going to see a big difference, a huge difference as you start to introduce things back. You may try the hash browns again, or maybe not. We'll just see. But we may say, the way to do hash browns is to cook the potato, steam it, put it in the refrigerator, wait for the next day, 24 hours, and then turn it into something else because it creates something called resistant starch. But we'll go into more of that later. Right now, these are great. This is great information. You know some things that you definitely should not be eating, right?
And I did that. And so I thought I was using resistant starch potato to cook like a day later.
Yeah, so for you, that
I reheated them, but you know, they'd been in the fridge for 2 days.
Yeah, it's not supposed to make a difference. Okay, so for you, the resistant starch is not
working.
Not working, yeah. At least the potato version of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Might work with green banana flour, but we'll see.
So it's, every day is enlightening.
It's a learning process, and I'm glad that you're all doing it. And I'm glad that we're making you go slow, because some people are getting like, what's next? Like, we want to get you baseline. We want to have you know how food affects you so that as you change it, it makes a difference.
I'm happy that it's slower this year. Yeah, I'm happy.
And that's the feedback I'm getting. Yeah.
Much better.
And we'll probably have a little sneak peek at next week for those who are like, I want to move on, but it's just going to be a little short. Like, okay, if you're ready and you really want to move on, just so, you know, we don't get complaints that we're going too slow. Thank you, Dawn.
Thank you.
So Margaret, we have Margaret and then Carol.
Hi, I'm really enjoying the call and hearing what everybody's going through, and like the first two that spoke, I did sweet spot before. I did in 98. Mm-hmm. And this time I'm doing it with my husband. And also I just wanted to, we didn't really get going on the body balance program like I would have liked. And I just kind of wanted to see where we are on that. I know we're all doing sweet spot now. So
yeah, we're all doing sweet spot now. So if you didn't do the first module, you know, the first module in body balance, we took everybody through that with lots of emails, and you should have gotten emails for the second module as well. I have to check to make sure that those got uploaded. But you can do it at whatever order makes okay. sense to you. The first module in body balance is like pieces pulled out of all the others that when we run them as standalone programs, it's the elimination diet and movement and all that kind of stuff. So it's just like your basic core habits that you want to get into for healthy living. So if you haven't done that, just like little by little, go in there and go, oh, yep, I'm already doing that. I'm getting outdoors every day. Yep, I'm eating green, you know, and check them off. And then see if there's anything in there that you need to work on.
Okay. All right.
The elimination diet part of that, don't do that now. We're just going to do that as part of Sweet Spot. When you see the list, it's going to be the elimination diet.
Okay. And so I ordered all the supplements and I ordered, what do you call it? The blood sugar meter for my husband. So he's going to have his own. And I'm hoping he's going to really get into it because he's an engineer and I think he's going to enjoy the data. Seeing the numbers, and like he was telling me the other day that it's fine that he has bread with breakfast. He doesn't feel like it really affects him, but then he took his blood sugar after having his breakfast with bread and it was, you know, 165. So anyway, I think it's going to be eye-opening for him.
It'll be.
And he already only eats twice a day.
Oh, good.
So she feels like I can eat whatever I want because I only eat twice a day. So
he'll see it. It'll be numbers speaking to him instead of you speaking to him or me speaking.
Exactly. I think he's going to enjoy doing the numbers. So maybe that's going to be really motivating for him. And I had a couple questions. I was thinking about the app, the
chronometer.
Yeah, you guys were talking about that earlier. The chronometer. I was thinking about getting the subscription to that. Can we just do all our blood sugar recordings on that once we have the paid subscription and not
instead of you can put your ketones in, your blood sugar, your blood pressure, your cholesterol. You can put anything you want in there.
And we can do it like as many times as is on the spreadsheet you have for the Sweet Spot.
Oh yeah, you can do it as often as you want. Okay. You can do it every minute if you wanted to. Yeah.
No, I don't want to, but okay. All right.
Yeah, you can put it in there. Plus, like I said earlier, just when you're in there, do a friend or a share or whatever they say with my email, and then you'll be able to see any recipes that I put in, any of my special recipes that I put in.
All right, that's going to be great. So I think I'm going to do that just to simplify. And the other thing I'm wondering about is we're starting Ramadan on April 24th.
Okay.
So we're going to be doing dry fasting from about 5:15 in the morning until around 8 o'clock at night.
Okay.
So it'll vary. The days will get longer.
Good for you, because then I tried dry fasting once and it was hard.
So I'm okay with breakfast because I feel like I have a good breakfast down that can at least keep me till 4 when I'm fasting.
Yeah.
But I'm worried about the dinner because I know sometimes when I'm just doing the Sweet Spot meals, you can get full quickly because of so much bulk. And especially after you've been fasting for that long.
Yeah.
That I'm not going to be, I don't know, having enough to keep me going the next day or to keep me going for 30 days. So I guess
fasting for every day, dry fasting every day for 30 days.
Yeah. So I'm a little bit apprehensive about, I mean, I did it pretty much last year, mostly for at least 2 weeks. I was like pretty much all Sweet Spot menus, and which actually helps because you're keeping your blood sugar stabilized. You don't have those hunger spikes like you were talking about, how you get hungry when your blood sugar is high. But then the last 2 weeks of Ramadan last year, I kind of relaxed about what I was eating for dinner because I don't know. I just felt like I wasn't going to get through the month. So I started eating, you know.
So let me just make sure I clear that. So you eat dinner and then you don't eat again till dinner the next day, or you
eat? Well, you could eat dinner, then you could eat more. Then we have like prayers that we do. Then you could like have a snack. I mean, you can eat anytime until basically
5:15 in the morning.
Yeah.
So you could get up early and have breakfast and
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so here's all I would recommend. I would say stick with it, but just play it by ear on how, even experiment with it before you get into that. Like, what do you eat at night, and when is the first time you start to feel hungry again, and how do you feel about that? Mm-hmm. It might be hard to be having just the one meal and make, if it's light, going all the way to 24 hours, but lots of people do that. Lots of people do the one meal a day thing and do well. You might want to just make sure that you're getting enough fat in the meal, you know, so there's avocado, coconut, something that's going to have some sustained energy.
Yeah, I just want to clarify, we'll be doing two meals.
Oh yeah, so you'll be doing
before dawn, and then again at night.
Okay, yeah, no worries. Yeah. I wouldn't worry about that.
No worries.
I wouldn't worry about it, because I was thinking when you said that, I was thinking you'd have to go all the way to 24 hours later.
Then no.
No, you're fine. Then you just make up for it in the morning and have a good smoothie, have some, you know, coconut milk in it, have some avocado in a smoothie, hemp seeds, you know, things like that to keep going with that. I would think the hardest part's not from dinner to breakfast, but from breakfast to dinner.
Yeah, sure. Right? I guess my concern, maybe I didn't express it very well, is that I wouldn't be eating enough at dinner, that it's because I kind of have a set thing I eat for breakfast. But I was concerned I wouldn't be eating enough at dinner because I would get full. You know, you could eat a bowl of soup and feel full, but it's not going to like keep you for. Yeah.
Put some extra fat in it. Sprinkle some hemp seeds in your soup or avocado or olives or things that are going to, I think you'll be fine with that. My biggest thing that would be the hardest would be the not drinking. So make sure you hydrate well in that evening.
Yeah. So you have to do all of that in that time period.
Yeah. And you've got it till morning. So if you don't drink enough or eat enough at night, you can add extra onto your breakfast.
Okay. And then I wanted to know, like, when are we going to start the 30-day?
The metabolic reset? Yeah.
The metabolic reset.
Next week, Friday.
Oh, really? Next week, the first day of Ramadan, basically?
Yeah. So we're basically
the 25th?
Is it the 24th? Something like that, whatever next Friday is. So we're going to give you the module for the getting ready for it. Then we're going to give you some time to play around with excluding those foods. And then you can start it whenever you want, though, because you'll click a button on the page that says start. And every day we send a message. So if you want to start it earlier than that, you can start it on Monday. Anybody wants to start it earlier can. But as a group, I wanted to have one day that I'm planning on it being that everybody starts. But you don't have to. You can start earlier or later.
Okay, well, that's good. I mean, it's good for us to start then, but we haven't really gotten our baseline data yet, so we'll have to
get your baseline. As soon as you've gotten
the baseline,
get your baseline, then start taking the supplements, and then, you know, you can start right in.
Okay. If we just do like 3 days of baseline, you think that's fine?
I'd rather see five. I don't think three is
five. Enough. 5 days? Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe okay.
Okay. Right. Yeah, okay, you, we'll there's get on so it. Many foods you can test in 3 days, right? Even yes. five. Seven to 10 is usually a better baseline, but minimum 5.
Okay. All right. Okay. We'll get started on that
then. Get started on that.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks. Good to see you.
Sounds like you've already gotten started somewhat because your husband.
Yeah, we did a little bit, but then he was waiting to get we're supposed to get it on Saturday, his glucose monitor. So.
Good. Great.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Carol. Hi, let me unmute you.
Christina, I've still been trying to work on my sleep issue, and I don't know if you got to look at my Dutch plus test again, but quick question. I've been taking, just because I had it already, I have some estrogen progesterone cream, both together, okay? Actually, it was from, and I had it, I'm like, well, I never used it. I'm like, I need to use it. Actually, it was from Dr. Sheely. He makes his own progesterone. It's like 1,200. And I've been using that night because I also had some free stuff from one of the doctors that doesn't use it all. Anyway, so I'm still trying to get my sleep levels worked out because I need my sleep. And so I'm taking that along with melatonin. And then, well, of course, with this COVID-19, working in a nursing home, I've been taking a lot of supplements to help nurture, you know, everything with my mucus, my lungs, just all that, you know, a lot of vitamin C. So I'm doing the vitamin Bs. I'm doing the, you know, the heart math. I'm not getting as much exercise as I like. Well, I shouldn't say I should, because now they closed, we have an isolation room and they closed the church yard. So now we have to go outside to go in. So yes, I am getting more exercise. And now all the equipment, we have to go down and get the equipment to come back, go down and pursue me. So I'm getting more exercise that way, so I don't have to worry about the burst. But I did the chronometer. I'm all over here at the place because I don't know where to begin. So the chronometer, I noticed I have the Instapot. I only eat vegetables, fruits, nuts, and seeds. I don't eat meat, grains.
Okay.
But I can't lose any of, I've been trying for the past 3 months to get my last 15 pounds off. And I know before you talked, like, well, because I was doing, eating just twice a day and not eating in the mornings. So I've been eating in the mornings, but I know that I'm not getting enough food.
Enough calories.
I'm lucky if I'm getting 1,000 calories.
Yeah, and your body's in slow down mode. Your body's
I don't know what to, I mean, okay, I do my greens, and I have to do a protein powder in there with my greens in the morning to get something in, or, you know, the chia pudding or whatever.
Right.
But I mean, with not eating meat, and everybody's telling me I need to eat meat, I need to eat meat, I need to eat more. And I'm like, I don't know, do I need to see if I need to eat meat? You know, I mean, I don't know. Because right now I eat, like, my Instapot, and I noticed if I cook my cauliflower broccoli or steam it too long, then I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, it spikes me up a little bit. So I really have to watch.
Cooked cauliflower will do that sometimes.
Yeah. I tried to make it more raw. But anyway, so basically all I eat is vegetables. You know, I don't eat a variety because I eat my salads. I've been trying to do, and I think too, because I eat so much nuts and seeds to replace my, help with the protein. And I've been trying to do more beans, but unfortunately they are from a can. I haven't soaked any of them. Only on weekends do I soak.
So here's what I'm going to stop you there, because here's what I want you to do. Because when we just remember what we ate, we don't really get a good sense. So if you have chronometer.
Right.
Have you been putting your meals in there?
Yes.
And what is it telling you in terms of how much protein you're getting?
It varies, but I'm not getting a lot. Probably about 50 usually.
50? 50? 50?
Yeah, 50 to 80.
That's plenty.
Okay.
That's plenty. Now the issue then becomes, are you absorbing your protein? How's your stomach acid? Right? Have you gone through the digestion part of the body balance yet?
Okay. No, I didn't look at that yet. No.
So I want you to go to the digestion very specifically, part one, I think. It's either one or two. I can't remember if one's the intro and two is, but it's the upper GI.
Okay.
We're going to talk in there about bitters, the importance of bitters, possibility of zinc. And I was just looking for your Dutch test, and I don't see it in my folder, so I'm not sure where it is.
Yeah, I said that to you, I think, last month or something. You did tell me to take zinc, and I started taking zinc in liquid form, because I told you my nails were like...
Right, exactly.
And rigid. I see the rigid on them. So, and then, you did tell me to do bitters, which I did. I did get the bitters and did I need it in liquid form? I just got some bitters in powder form.
I've never seen powder form.
I don't know. It just says powders or capsules. I don't know whether it's just a bitter greens. And
here's the thing. Bitters for digestive aid, they need to be left in your mouth for a good 5 minutes. The receptors under your tongue. And that stimulates the body to then produce more stomach acid and bile and all that kind of stuff. So capsule doesn't work. Capsule is
And I just bought some greens powders. So anyway, but no. Okay. So it's more of a liquid form that I need for the bitters. Okay.
Either that or like if you're making a meal, you take the bitterest green you have. It could be arugula, dandelion, some of those curly things that are in the spring mixes, and chew and chew and chew a small amount, but keep it in your mouth for 5 minutes and let all the juices from that bathe the receptors under your tongue.
Oh, okay. 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 And then I just started the essential oils for the parasympathetic and all of
good,
that.
Good, good, good.
So,
because you need that. And I'm feeling, I always feel that there's an underlying stress or hurriedness.
Yeah.
You like your, and so we need to calm that down. So heart math, how much heart math?
Right. Are you doing? Oh, I do heart math consistently.
You do?
Yeah. I have to.
I have to. Right. And the parasympathetic, the oils, having even just a cotton ball
that you can breathe
throughout the day. It's like rewiring that. Your vagus nerve needs to get activated. There's mm-hmm. several things you can do to activate your vagus nerve. One is humming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, do the humming throughout the day. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Meditation. I mean, I do the meditation in the evenings. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So probably more of the bitters than incorporate that. Okay.
Yes.
Because I do yogurt. Oh, the cocoa. The cocoa yolk, but I need your recipe, whatever, if you ever post it. But thank you for doing the noodles. So I incorporate, because I'm like, okay, I'm not eating enough. Because like I said, mainly if I eat one head of cauliflower, one head of broccoli, some mushrooms, try to incorporate some beans. And like I said, a lot of it has been my nuts and seeds is where I'm getting my protein or the fat and the fat from. But
they're a great source of protein too.
Hemp seeds. I have been doing them the last month, but they're kind of expensive sometimes. So I get them on sale. So, but I've been doing the hemp seeds. But yeah, and the glucose, I'm fine with that. The sugar balance is, like I said, I know if it's
staying in a good range.
Yeah.
That's effective. Yeah.
Because I still have toenail fungus that I can't get rid of
mm-hmm.
either.
You need to focus on the digestion piece.
Okay, more.
Start with the upper GI, go through that, and then there's a whole module in there on parasite and candida cleanse.
Okay.
All right, the piece that I would focus on.
Great. Okay. Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay. God bless. Thanks.
Thank you. All right, who have I not? There's no more people on the screen that I haven't seen. Who have I missed? Carol, I just did. Mary Ann. David. David. Hello, David. Whoops. We keep going back and forth. Hi, David.
Hi.
All right, so check in.
I'm doing okay in general. Kind of have extra time on my hands, not surprisingly.
Yeah.
My wife is starting a new job on Monday, which is also surprising and very nice.
Yeah.
So we're taking the last few days of both of us at home to do some cleaning up around the house.
Nice.
And finding areas that are overly dusty because they haven't been cleaned in a while or not deep cleaned. So it's nice to have some time to do that. I have a question about low globulin, and your blood test sheet. Can you still hear me?
Yeah, can.
Yeah. Yeah. Your low blood test sheet says that that's poor digestion or poor immune or poor something else.
Both.
Yeah.
Yeah. So not enough protein perhaps to make the globulin. It's a Okay, I'm going to look to see mute. Okay, everybody else is muted.
I just muted everyone when that happens.
Okay, good. Unmute David. Oops.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
So I believe I eat enough protein. I'm not tracking it.
Would be good then, because sometimes we're surprised.
Okay.
Yeah. So check that out. So if you've got low protein, did you have low protein as well, or was it just the globulin that was low?
Low protein was borderline low. And then surprisingly, my zinc was low. And okay. What's the other thing?
So here's what you're going to need to do to get
if you alkaline phosphatase was at the bottom of the laboratory range. And I forgot what that was related to.
That's related to zinc.
Oh, okay. And you said recently in another call that low zinc is needed, I think you said, for digestion?
Stomach acid. Yeah, well, for digestive enzymes as well as for stomach acid.
Yeah.
Do you
I am taking digestive enzymes and stomach acid, or the HCL with pepsin.
Yep.
And you had said take some middle of the meal and some at the end of the meal.
Yep.
So I've been doing that for the most part. Mm-hmm. I'm not digesting nuts very well because I can tell. I'm not chewing them enough.
Okay. So I'm going to stop you there because people say this to me all the time. I'm not digesting well because I see pieces of food in my stool. And I'm going to say that's a little bit more primitive of a problem than not digesting well. You're not chewing well.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So chewing is essential for digestion and there's no teeth anywhere else. So if you don't chew well, unless you've got monstrous hydrochloric acid to like that's going to break through, you can't mechanically break it down. So starting to chew better. All right. With your nuts, try soaking them and then blending them and making a dip and see if you have a problem with it that way.
Okay. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I did make the Alfredo sauce recently and I used pine nuts and almonds.
Nice.
And it came out awesome.
And did you digest it well?
I didn't check that time.
Okay. Well, you wouldn't.
My wife liked it too.
Did you have bloating or gas or any kind of digestive stuff after?
I don't have those kinds of issues in the last couple of years.
Okay, good. So I think that chewing is a big important piece because you can't pull out the nutrients if you don't chew the food. You just can't, especially if they end up.
Yeah.
Right.
I've been more conscious about that lately.
Yeah.
And I did learn from you recently not to wash the food down with water. So I cut down how much I drink during the meal to just enough to take the pills.
Yeah, got it. That makes sense. That makes total sense. So the bitters, you're taking the stomach acid, but here's the thing. If you're low in zinc and you're low in stomach acid, taking the stomach acid is a temporary Band-Aid type of approach. But it's not solving the problem. So what we want to do is stimulate your body to make more. And the way we do that is with the bitters that go with the meal and then, or before the meal, and you take zinc so that the body can make the stomach acid. So the bitters will stimulate the stomach to produce, but if it doesn't have the raw materials to make it, if it doesn't have enough zinc, it can't make enough. Right.
So okay.
Zinc, and I like liquid zinc. I don't know if you're doing liquid or capsules.
I had the trace minerals, and you said that that was the one trace mineral item that is not recommended. So I have the other trace minerals.
It's not recommended. It's that a lot of folks, it's very strong. So if you can take it, more power to you. But a lot of people get nauseous from it because it's so strong. So that's why I always caution people to see. But if you have it and you're taking it, no problem. It's a really good supplement.
So I went to the supplement store and I got the kind of zinc that says, I think it can do the taste test.
Oh yeah. The Zinc Tally, like Premier Research or something.
Yes. Yeah. And I haven't tried that yet. Can you give a short explanation of what I'm supposed to do and what it's supposed to mean?
Yeah. So you can test your zinc levels by testing from a taste. So you basically are going to take like a half a teaspoon of that, hold it in your mouth and swish it for up to 30 seconds. If it immediately tastes awful, you spit it out. You're good. Yay, don't need it. If you swish it around, then you write down when you start to taste it. And if it starts to get stronger and stronger, if it gets to the point where it's like, it's gross, spit it out and write down that time. So if you get all the way to 30 seconds and you go, it tastes kind of like water, you probably need a fair amount of it. Right. And so I use it to help people to test when they need to cut back on their zinc. So if you do the test and you go, wow, that's really, I didn't taste anything at all. Okay, great. You need zinc. So start with the dose of like a teaspoon twice a day. and do that for a week or two, then test again. And if it's better, okay, then you're on the right track. Just keep going with that same dose and keep testing every week or two until it tastes so gross when you taste it that you don't want to take it anymore. Doesn't mean you stop it permanently, but I'd say stop it for a week and then test it again in a week. And if you still taste gross, then keep doing that every week for a month. At a month, if it's still okay, then go to testing it in a month later, right? And then you're just going to taste it periodically to see when you need it. You're going to need more when you're in an environment where there's people that are sick around you. Okay.
Okay.
And you're going to need more, well, for women, certain times a month. For women that are postmenopausal, it's the same as men, right? But you basically are going to test to see, do you need it? Do I need it this month? And if you do, then you take it that month.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I had been taking the powder or the capsules that are OptiZinc or BioZinc, and they're like 15 or 25. Is that a low dose or is that typical?
15 to 25 is like a moderate dose. I mean, high dose, okay, if like there's some hormonal imbalances or digestive imbalances would be higher, would be more in the range of 30 and up.
So there's a chance that I just wasn't absorbing that too.
Might not have been absorbing it.
Capsule and a powder. Okay.
So taste it. Do the taste test with it.
Right? I'll do that now that I can. Okay, and then I think you mentioned candida and parasites earlier on this call to somebody else. And I've been a couple years apart, I get tested with the doctor's data. And then I would, the functional doctors on Izon put me on the pills that aren't, she thought that they weren't horrible pills because you're not supposed to actually pass the intestinal walls into the blood.
Nystatin?
Yes. Okay. Yes. And she wanted me to take humongous quantities and I worked my way up to about half that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I suppose maybe I didn't kill it off or maybe I just naturally get it back again. I'm trying to just change my biome so that it just right. not
changing
not
your
a
biome
thing.
Is super important, right? So you don't have to keep taking that stuff.
I do a huge amount of probiotics and I'm hoping I'm getting prebiotics in some of my supplements. So I do the cocoyo.
Inulin-containing things, Jerusalem artichoke, jicama, dandelion. These all have prebiotic in it.
Is Jerusalem artichoke just the food?
It's the food. You can get them. They look like little knobby. Like they have an outside that looks kind of like this, the color of a potato, but they're knobby. And you can eat them in salads. Oh. You can shred them up and you can steam them. I've never steamed them. I usually do them raw. You can throw them into a soup. And they're quite nice. They have a nice crunch to them.
Okay. So that's not the kind of artichoke I'm familiar with.
No, you're thinking of the globe kind of artichoke. Yeah. No, it's right. Totally different. It's confusing that they name it similarly. Jicama is another one.
Okay.
That's a good source of prebiotic. And I think jicama, people who like chips, I tell them to take the jicama and slice it into little like triangles and dip it into guacamole. Really nice.
Good suggestion. And then is there, in the program, is there a questionnaire or something that help indicate if I'm having parasite or candida issues?
Yes. So when you go into the module 2, which is digestion, the very first module in there is assessments.
Okay.
There's a candida.
I'll do that today.
There's a leaky gut in there as well. I think there's a SIBO in there as well.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. So Sharon, come on. Hi, Sharon. Whoops, unmute.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, there you are.
Hi.
Hi.
I just have a quick question for you. On a previous phone call, we talked about the leg cramps, legs and foot cramps that I get at night. And I was taking magnesium at that time, and you said I really needed to add potassium to it.
Mm-hmm.
So I did, and I also added the magnesium chloride, the gel that I rub on my legs and feet.
Mm-hmm.
I do that twice a day. And But we didn't talk about the dosage of the potassium that I should be taking.
Oh, yeah, it's a good question.
The cramps are much better, but I still get them somewhat.
I'm looking at my bottle. I have a bottle of liquid potassium, and I think somewhere in the neighborhood of between 100 and 300. A lot of them come as 99 if you get them in pills, but I like the liquid.
I wasn't able to find liquid, so I do have pills. Liquid,
I found it from a company that, and maybe it's not in Canada, but EIODON, I think. They sell it at Hippocrates. EIDON. They sell it at iHerb, and I think iHerb might, you know, check, might go. So you might look that one up to see if anybody will ship it to Canada. And if not, I mean, I'm just going to see how much is in this one. This is the one I use. Click to zoom. Okay. This is serving size is 30 drops, 99 milligrams. Yeah. And I think I do 2 dropperfuls of this. So like I said, anywhere from 100 to 200 milligrams.
Mine, 99. The tablets that I have are 300.
Oh, they're 300. Then that's fine then. That's not a problem.
Just one a day?
Just do one a day. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. If you find that it cuts down a little bit, but not quite, you can try one every day and then maybe an extra one every other day and see. I don't want you to double it because it's high, but if you just do a little bit more, that should be fine.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I think I've got, Andrea, you there? I just unmuted you. David, Dawn, Denise.
Hi, yeah, I'm here.
Hi, anything to report? Any questions?
Oh, well, I've been listening in a little bit to see what people are saying to kind of get some input. Yes, I started on some zinc. I didn't do that zinc test. I really wanted, but I didn't get the liquid. So I've just got some zinc pills that I'm taking. Mm-hmm. So I will just continue with that for now. And you mentioned iHerb. I've been waiting for a month for my delivery for iHerb. And
well, she may have more luck getting it to Canada than to Hawaii. It's a little closer. Oh, yeah, boy.
They probably stuck it on a boat. So,
yeah.
But no, you know, I've been working with Lisa a lot. So that's kind of where I'm at right now. And I've been kind of slow on the body balance stuff just because I've been working with so many things with my digestion with her.
Well, that means you are on the body balance. You're doing the digestion part.
Yeah, I did that. One of those stool tests. Amazing. The amount of information you can get out of the stool test. Highly recommend. People want to do that. So I'm working with my microbiome right now, and I'm on enteric and all that stuff. So, well, I won't take the time because someone else might want to have something that they want to talk about.
Are you doing the blood sugar testing, or you already eat that way?
I pretty much eat that way anyway. There are some things that I've been kind of doing other than only because of what's been going on in my system that Lisa's been recommending. So if I test, I'd probably be a little bit higher right now. Mm-hmm. I'm sort of having to exchange one thing out for another, so to speak. And as far as, okay, I'll get back into that sweet spot. Because, I mean, I was raw for a really long time, and I love being 100% raw, but I'm needing the resistant starch right now.
Yeah.
So I've had to add in cold like rice, and it's weird because I was afraid to eat it because I haven't had it for so long. But I didn't test my blood sugar. I probably should.
You probably should, just to get an idea and to get an idea of how much you can get away with, because we, you know, on the one hand, sometimes you have to balance one thing for another, but you don't want to, the expression goes, rob Peter to pay Paul, you know. You don't want to throw one thing way out of balance because you're working on another. True. So how do you get on both?
Right. I understand. That's true. So I need to really test.
No, I would
and
test.
And I know when I usually test, my base is usually like in the 90s, which is weird because I've always been so good in the past. But even when I was on Sweet Spot for a while, I mean, it was like 80s, 90s was my baseline. So
yeah.
I don't know. And I would go up to like,
to get the bounds.
If I did have something, I would go up to 147. I'm like, what? In 45 minutes? I'm like, that's not good.
No, that's not good. No.
So, yeah, I have to go back to the basics, which is what you're teaching everybody right now, which is really an awesome, 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 awesome thing. And I recommend it to everybody. I'm glad you all are on it because it's really awesome. And but I, yeah, we all do slide. So, well, I've had the osteo, the bone thing going on, you know, with the broken foot, remember all that and everything. Yeah, so, yeah. And I have osteopenia, I had a DEXA test. And so I'm still dealing with that. And I don't want to go to the doctor right now to get an x-ray. And it's okay, been like,
so yeah, so, so the foot hasn't completely healed.
Well, I don't know. Occasionally it still swells a little bit and it's been like 16 weeks. I mean, that's way beyond. Yeah.
You know, here's the thing with the bone. I don't know if Lisa recommended a Dutch test, but I think that would probably be another one for you to do because we can see the balance of the estrogens there. And there's a particular estrogen metabolite that can lead to more rapid bone loss. But in the meantime, eating for bone health, it's on one of your pages, I think on the bonus, the book.
Yes, I have that. I have that. And I've been doing like the herbs, the nettles and the
okay, good.
And the horsetail. I've been doing that. And you told me to heat up the horsetail. So I've been doing that.
Yeah. The other thing that is, it's a homeopathic symphyticum that helps to speed bone healing and maybe late in the process for that. But, you know, I'm not a homeopathic complete expert, but I think,
Well, what about the osteopenia? Would that help that?
It could, because it speeds up bone healing. It's possible.
See, my problem is absorption. I'm not absorbing fat very well. And so I'm not, I'm kind of off balance with some of the things, I'm sure. So if I'm not absorbing the fats very well because of the gallbladder not being there, right. Then the ADE. Yeah. So, I mean, I know calcium and it needs the C, all that stuff, you know, is synergistic.
Well, there's 21 nutrients that are needed for bone health. If you go into that booklet, there's 21 listed. And most people focus on calcium, magnesium, silica, which is in the horsetail and nettles. Those tend to have a wide variety, which is why it's better to do that than like isolated calcium or isolated silica or whatever. But the booklet goes through a lot of that detail. The other thing you might try to check on the osteopenia or that you're moving in the right direction is a test called NTX. It's a blood test. Actually, no, it's a urine test, NTX. So probably OsteoNex is the one from, I think it's OsteoNex, from Genova. And I'm not sure if we have it on our site or not. That would be a good one to ask, to add, because you don't need to go to the lab. Whereas if you order from the lab, the NTX, you have to go into the lab and give them a sample. Versus the, I believe with the Genova, they just give you the vials and you ship it back off to them. So that's a test.
Yeah.
And that'll give you an idea of, are you in bone building or breakdown, right? It goes by the specific chemicals that are elevated when you're building or breakdown. So whether or not you have osteopenia or osteoporosis right in this second,
yes,
you can tell, are you going in the right direction?
Right.
And then,
but then don't I need to be able to absorb the nutrients in order to go in the right direction?
You do, but that gives you an idea if you are or not. But yeah, you do need to be able to absorb the nutrients, but they're not necessarily fat soluble. So you should be able to if you get your stomach acid working. And if you do the most absorbable format.
Yeah, the stomach acid.
And I think I mentioned this to you last time, but this is good for everybody, is there's a company called Patch MD. And they have topical of a lot of different nutrients, not all of them, but I wonder if they even have a bone one, but they have a lot of them and you can just put them on your skin and they get absorbed through your skin.
Right. You did mention, right. Cause it was the D that you told me about, but it has K2 with it and I'm already on something like that. So when I finish the K2, maybe I can put the patch afterwards.
They have a 25% off coupon code right now.
Now, do you need a practitioner to do the Genova NTX test?
Well, the NTX you can get through a lab. Well, I don't know if if you can do like the direct access in Hawaii. But I think for, let me see.
Because a lot of things you have to have a practitioner in order to even get supplements.
Because we have hopefully that's a good one for us to add, because I think that so many people need it.
Yeah, I was looking for that Genova option that you mentioned, Dr. Avery, but I don't see it right now, the osteo.
But we don't have it on our site.
We do not.
Hi, Angelica. Hi, Angelica.
Hi. Nice
I recognize your voice. There you are.
It's so good to see you. I'm so glad you're coaching with Lisa.
You too. Yeah, she's fabulous. I love her.
She's a wizard. Yeah.
I love you too.
I love you too.
Yeah, so
because
you should be able to, because you have access to their portal, like you order other tests. We don't have it on the site yet, but we could probably, get you to put it there, but we could probably just order the test, find out what it costs, get, you know, send her an invoice for it, and then, you know, she can pay it, and then we can order it.
Okay.
Yeah, and then look into like giving it to Jimmy, because it is a common test that I recommend people. So, you know, it's not a big deal for him to just put it up there. We just have to create an order form for it.
Okay, it's called OsteoNex?
OsteoNex, yeah.
Okay, I'll call them and see if we can do that.
Okay, great. Thank
awesome.
You.
Awesome. Woohoo! What a team. What a team you got there.
You do.
Happy birthday, Eric.
Happy birthday, Eric. Yeah. My boy, I can't believe he's 26. It's like yesterday he was my little guy that I carried around in my arms. I'm going to fly fast.
Oh, it does. Okay, well, I will try to figure out what I need to do now then for the foot, for the bones.
Yeah, just start with it. You're maybe already building it. Just follow the instructions. Follow those, you know, those herbs and stuff. And just prunes are another thing, but it might rise blood sugar. But
that's it. I started doing that, and then that was happening because it says 8 to 9 prunes.
I know, it's a lot of prunes.
Yeah, and I love it, but it's like high, you know, and almonds, and you know, actually, I actually have it on my refrigerator right here. Top 10 Dr. Rita Marie bone strengthening foods.
Oh, you got them. You know what I'm going to tell you to do though? Soak the nuts, ferment them into yogurt, and you probably can handle them better with the gallbladder.
In
the Sweet Spot book, there's recipes for cashew yogurt and coconut yogurt, but you can apply those to whatever nuts or seeds you want. You can make hemp yogurt.
Yeah, I can't do cashew.
Right.
So when I ferment, can I just open up like a capsule? How do I know?
Yeah, you can. You can either use other as a starter. So you can, if you have a jar of like cocoyo, you can take like, you know, a few spoonfuls of that and use it as a starter. I haven't tried that.
Oh, you can?
Try that.
Oh.
You can also get powdered probiotic, or you can get a capsule and put it somewhere in the neighborhood of 50 to 100 billion organisms is what I usually use.
100 billion, so depending on the capsule, okay, for yogurt, okay, so all right, I'll try that.
Carol, I'll get to you in a second, okay?
Okay, all right, thank you.
You're welcome, thank you. Say hi to Maui for me.
Oh, hi, Maui.
I love Maui.
Rita Marie is like here in her dreams and her heart mass. Okay.
Yeah, that's where I go. It's there. It's my picture.
There it is. All right. Take care.
Bye.
Good luck, everybody. Take care, everyone.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Carol, go for it. Oops. It's something on your end because it's okay, says you're unmuted.
Oh, I was just wanting to tell Andrea, as a therapist, a lot of people who was having problems with bones healing fast, a lot of doctors prescribed the bone stimulator. I didn't know if they did that or asked if you tried
that. Oh, they did that.
Yeah, it's really expensive. I need to get an x-ray, and I don't want to go to the doctor's office or an x-ray.
Okay, I didn't know.
Right now. I sort of stuck between a rock and a hard place as far as that goes because of the virus. I'm like, I'm not going anywhere. You know, right. So yeah, my insurance pays a percentage, but it's pretty expensive. So, but yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay.
Thanks, Carol.
You're welcome. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. Thank you for a great call. Yay. We'll see you all on Monday for Sweet Spot, those of you who are coming. And look out tomorrow. You should be getting an email that says week 3 is open now. And we'll talk about that. If you do nothing else, just download the handbook and read it, right? Just download the handbook and read it. You know, sometimes things just get in by osmosis. So download it and read it. And then we'll work on getting through it next week, our little step. So I'll unmute everybody. And then we could all say goodbye to each other. Bye, everybody.
Bye, bye. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Aloha. Aloha.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Be safe. Be healthy.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.